With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson is hailing the Supreme Court's ruling that Texas can proceed with its redistricting plan for the 2026 midterm elections. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, the Louisiana Republican says the high court has eliminated potential uncertainty about next year's balloting.
What the Supreme Court affirmed is what we have all known and said from the very beginning. Texas followed the law. They had the right to draw a fair map that accurately reflects the population of their state. It's a deep red state, and that's what this map reflects. And the court said, yes, of course, the states have the right to do that. Now, there's a number of states in various stages of doing the same thing, some red states, some blue states. We'll see how it all shakes out at the end.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be heard when This Week on Capitol Hill is broadcast at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. The Trump administration's military campaign against suspected seaborne drug traffickers has resumed.
U.S. Southern Command reports four casualties, and the campaign's drawing congressional scrutiny. Senator Chris Coons.
Secretary Hegseth is responsible for all of these strikes because he's responsible for the campaign.
Senator Tom Cotton echoing the Trump administration.
These are narco-terrorists who are trafficking drugs that are destined for the United States to kill thousands of Arkansans and millions of Americans.
22 U.S. strikes in the Caribbean and Eastern Pacific have now killed at least 87 people. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Supreme Court will take up the constitutionality of President Trump's order on birthright citizenship. The president's order says children born to parents who are in the United States illegally or temporarily aren't American citizens. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 104 points. This is SRN News. A new poll charts America's reaction to the assassination of Charlie Kirk.
It comes from the Barna Group, and it reveals that nearly one-third of adults took some kind of action in the wake of Kirk's murder. Barna says, quote, amongst those who did act, spiritual responses dominated. 18% reported taking a spiritual action, while just 5% took a political action. Another 6% said they had taken both. The poll also finds that those most affected by Kirk's death are the youngest Americans. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christians and religious freedom advocates are cheering President Trump's decision to place Nigeria on the country of particular concern list. Tens of thousands of Christians have been murdered by Muslim terrorists in the country over the past decade, and the government is accused of turning a blind eye. Nigeria had been on the State Department list before, but President Biden lifted the designation in 2023. This is SRN News. An NCAA-backed effort to reshape college sport regulations has hit a wall in Congress. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
House Republicans' plans to vote on a bill regulating college sports has been scrapped due to divisions within their caucus. There are bipartisan concerns over the influence that the SCORE Act would give the NCAA and its most powerful programs. The bill seemed to be on track for passage, but now sees its chances of passage at all in its current form dwindling. The NCAA and Division I conferences portray the legislation as codifying the rules created by the multi-billion-dollar lawsuit settlement that allows college players to be paid, providing clarity that supporters say is long needed. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
FIFA gives its new peace prize to President Trump. It's an unusual break from tradition for the soccer organization. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.